Michigan State head basketball coach, Tom Izzo. Coach, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I saw you at the press conference, and you just look all happy, and you got your voice, and everything's just going good right now, isn't it?
It's always going good before it starts.
Now, Mark Hollis threw you under the bus. I had him under the on the program, and he said he's not a part of Midnight Madness anymore like he used to be. And he said everything has been done, and now he thinks it's maybe time that you get shot out of a cannon. What do you think about that idea?
That was one of his deals, you know, back in the day. I mean, Hollis, Mark has more ideas than any human being on the planet, you know, and that's why he's going to be, I think, one of the best ADs ever. Not just here, but ever, because he does think outside the box. The problem is I'm the blunt of most of those outside the box.
And it's your body that would be shot out of a cannon.
I can think of a lot of people that would probably enjoy that.
let's talk about this weekend. Obviously, big game, Michigan State football. It's a chance for the Spartans to win four in a row there. But I always find it how interesting it is. You use opportunities like this to bring people back, interact socially and personally.
Well, we really do. You know, we've got, I think, 75, 80, 90 players coming back. You know, I'm always trying to copy football. Henry Bullitt does such a great job with the football. You know, I think next week they're bringing over 600 former players and families back in football, and they do a great job. That's how you build tradition, and you got to have big games to do it in an NBA lockout. You need those two things to accomplish it. Otherwise, our NBA guys would be practicing right now. But it is one of the fun parts, and it just sometimes it happens, though, that everything falls on one weekend. You know, here you got Midnight Madness, you get our players come back, you got the Michigan-Michigan State game. And for me, unfortunately, we got an early morning game. You know, I'd rather the 3:30 game in this case, but it is what it is, and we'll make do for how we can do it.
So tell me, what do you have planned for everybody coming back?
Well, you know, a lot of the players will get in tonight. Some of them won't get in until tomorrow, but a lot of them will get in tonight. They'll probably be at the Midnight Madness. You know, we have to do something to talk Gerard Butler that came last year, at least for the women. And then after that, you know, the next morning we'll have a little tailgate here. We'll have the game. I'll have a little function at my house, and then those guys got a little something planned out in the city.
All right, name drop a little bit now. Who's going to be here?
Well, I think Richardson and Shannon Brown and Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson and Zach Randolph is a possibility. Andre Hudson, David Thomas, guys that are still around here. I think the Peplowskis and Stegen guys. I mean, they're. I think Gregory Kelser's coming back. Mike Robinson might be back. You know, so, I mean, we're trying to get him back. We just got Tom Rand to be coming. He was, you know, way back in the 50s. So we're trying to cover the whole gambit, and that's the neat part of doing something like this. It wasn't just the players from my era or the players from Judd's era. We're trying to go Gus and farther.
I can remember having a conversation with you when I worked in sports after Steve Smith had given more than $2 million to get the Clara Bell Center going. And I remember you saying, and this was off the record, and everybody was gone, but I remember you saying, you know what, me and my family are going to do something like that. And you finally made that come to fruition. You gave $1 million to the university. A lot of that goes to football, which is also interesting because, you know, a lot of guys say, I won't take the job at Oklahoma. Football is king there. But you embrace football, and obviously giving back to the university is something that you and the Izzo family are very pleased to do.
Well, it was my whole family. You know, everybody, we even had our kids in on the understanding what we're trying to do and what we want to do. And there's so many, you know, philanthropic things are something that I've never been great at. You know, growing up in the UP, just trying to survive. But, you know, it made me feel good. It was something that Mark Hollis talked to me a while ago, and Lana Simons had been involved, and I kind of put it off. And, you know, there's never a good time to do something. The economy's this or this or this. But the university's been awfully good to me and given me an incredible life. And to try to give something back and try to start this campaign and work on the endowment area that we have to at Michigan State if we're going to continue to be good. and it made it real easy because football is the straw that stirs the athletic drink anyway. And Mark D'Antonio is about as classy a guy, you know, as I know in sports. So the whole thing was really simple once it got going. It might be a little more difficult to write the check, but it was simple in every other way.
All right, tell me about this year's team. I know that practice really hasn't gotten going yet, but in being at the press conference on Tuesday, you believe that a lot of the guys are healthy. You believe a lot of the guys are better. Tell me what you think about this team so far.
Well, we've definitely improved as a group. You know, the one area that I think is going to be the most difficult for us is experience. You know, we've got Draymond Green, and then after that, there's a major drop-off. Now, that doesn't mean that Keith Appling, who was a two-guard, is going to play some point this year, so even he has to change positions a little bit. But Adrian Payne, Derek Nix has made monstrous strides. You know, you kept waiting for it, and it's finally happened. And, you know, big key is Russell Bird going to be healthy now that we lost Delvon? And, I mean, Russell's practicing a little bit, our two-hour-a-week practices, but now go from 2 hours a week to 3 hours a day, and it changes enormously. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. We got a couple of good young freshmen, and B.J. Dawson, and, you know, Trice, and Brandon Kearney. We got a transfer in Wood. You know, I think we got a lot of pieces, Tony. We just putting them together in a short period of time. You know, like Susie said, our women have been practicing for 2 weeks. I think I'm going Title IX on the NCAA.
You know, it seems like last season for you, it seemed like more than a coach, you were a father. I have to bang on my kids all the time. Okay, you got to go to bed. You got to get dressed. I don't want to. You need to work on your game if you want to be better. I don't want to. You need to do this. You need to do that. It seemed like you need to do that. And much like we as parents get resistance because the kids don't see what's going to happen down the line, the same thing happened with players with you. Talk about last season.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I got kids, too. I mean, I got kids at home. I got kids here, you know. And I don't mean that derogatory, but I mean, when you're 17 to 22, you still are. And I think the hardest thing for people, especially older people, to understand is there is so many more distractions nowadays. You know, I look at my own son who's 11, you know, instead of out playing in the backyard doing this and that, it wants to be Xbox and video games, you know. And there's just everywhere you turn around, there's something to do. You know, you sit in a classroom right now, you can be texting, you can be emailing on your computer, you can be doing so many things that distracts you from learning. And I think even at night, you know, there's everybody knows what's going on with everybody because it's like reality TV every day here, or any campus, any for your kids, you know, because everybody with a twick of a finger and that terrible invention of Twitter has caused new problems for everybody. But, you know, that's why you need incredible leadership, and I think we've got that in Draymond Green and Austin Thornton now. I think you see our football team's got great leadership. That's why we're having more success. It's even more important now than it was because there's more things that can drag people. And it doesn't always have to be negative. Distraction doesn't have to be negative. It just has to be a distraction.
All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to give you a scouting report. Okay. I have a tall 10-year-old, and he played in a game against your son at Jenison Fieldhouse last year. Your son doesn't have a lot of height, but he is feisty. He's very quick. He dribbles well. He's a scorer, and he motivates his team. He got frustrated. We doubled him up because we knew if we kept him from scoring, it made him mad. And what I found is that he worked a little bit harder. He couldn't get his shot off in the half court, so he got more out in the open court. Does that sound like your son?
It sounds like both our sons better overcome their heredity if they have any chance in life. That's what it sounds like to me, Tony. So we'll keep working on them, but I'll see if we can, number one, have a good Midnight Madness tonight, get off to a good start. Number two for us is make sure my son's cheering awfully hard for the Spartans tomorrow because we need a big win there, and then we have both sports going full go.
All right, Midnight Madness is tonight. It's free to get in. What time do the doors open, Coach?
9:30, and, you know, the last 2 years, boy, it's been filled up. It's not sold out because it's free, but been pretty exciting, a lot of fun, and hopefully tonight people will go to the high school football games and come on over after.
All right, we'll see you there, Coach. Thanks, Matt Larson. He always takes care of us. We appreciate him.
Best. Okay, thank you.